President defends his decision to decline invitation to Northern Ireland service is the main page one story for the Irish Times, and it's on the front of the Irish Independent too. The Times reports that President Michael D. Higgins stood over his decision on the grounds that the event is political in nature and commemorates the centenary of the partition of Ireland. Speaking in Rome, he strongly denied his decision was a snub to Queen Elizabeth, who is due to attend. Inside on page two of that paper, Harry McGee reports on an extensive interview given in Rome by President Higgins to Irish media there. The President said the reference to the partition of Ireland in the title of the event caused the greatest difficulty, as it politicised it in a way that made it impossible for him to attend. Michael D. Higgins also described how he was referred to as the President of the Republic of Ireland. "I'm the President of Ireland," he said. The Independent, Irish Examiner and the Irish Daily Mail all lead on what lies ahead as Budget Day looms. According to the Independent, a €5 increase in the state pension is as good as ruled out, in analysis that instead backs higher benefits for working age people on social welfare in next month's budget. We're told the pre-budget report prepared by officials at the Department of Social Protection says an extra €5 per week for pensioners will have little effect on reducing poverty, adding that retired people, many of them homeowners, are among the least at risk of poverty. Time to buckle up, warns the Mail's front page, which reports that the budget will likely see big increases in the cost of petrol, diesel, natural gas, coal, stamp duty and PRSI. On page two of the Examiner, the story that Ireland ranks lowest out of almost 40 countries when it comes to how much of its national wealth it invests in education, according to OECD figures. The Irish Sun, the Irish Daily Star and the Mail all feature the images shared by TV star Maura Higgins of the moment she was grabbed on the street by a stranger who tried to pull her into his car. The pictures were captured by paparazzi. The incident happened after she left the National Television Awards in London with some friends. She wrote in an Instagram post that the unidentified man was actively predatory and was repeatedly violating women's space and boundaries. His behaviour was completely inappropriate, and it's crucial that we address the issue of street harassment, she said. And the Irish News picks up on the controversy over former UK Media Minister John Whittingdale's comments when he told guests at the Royal Television Society conference in Cambridge of plans for a white paper that will include proposals to expand the remit of public service broadcasters so that it includes a requirement for them to produce distinctively British content. He then cited Derry Girls among examples of shows that fitted this distinctively British remit. We're told the creator of the show, Lisa McGee, referred on Twitter to a news report about the former minister's claim, calling it the most "I can't be dealing with this today" headline she'd ever seen about the show, adding, "There's been a few."